In order to raise additional revenue, to assist in the further reduction of arrears to regional organizations, and to assist in meeting our ongoing commitments to them, I propose to increase the customs service charge from 4% to 5%. I'm also reminding importers that the customs service charge will only be waived in exceptional circumstances, and persons receiving duty-free concessions must pay the customs service charge. Mr. Speaker, this proposed increase in the customs service charge is in accord with a decision of the OECS authority last year to dedicate an increase in this charge or other tax imposition to ensure the sustainability of the relevant regional trade and security and similar institutions. Currently, St. Vincent and Grenadines regulates the importation of Article 164 commodities through its licensing regime. However, in compliance with other international commitments, quoted as mandated that the licenses be used only for statistical and administrative purposes and not to regulate or administer quota control. Quoted as recommended that tariffication of Article 4 products can be used instead of licenses. Accordingly, I propose to introduce additional tariffs on Article 164 commodities, beginning with bare malt aerated waters and gradually extend to other commodities. The rates to be applied and the timetable for doing so will be announced during the year. As we are all aware, tobacco is a major risk factor for the four non-communicable diseases in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, namely cardiovascular disease, diabetes, cancer, and chronic respiratory disease. It is in this context that I propose to increase the rate of excise duty on cigarettes from 55 cents to $1.55 per 100 sticks. This measure is estimated to yield an additional $500,000 in revenue. It will also help to fulfill our obligations as a signatory to the WHO Framework Convention on Tobacco Consumption, which includes the implementation of tax policies and pricing policies on tobacco products to contribute to the health objective aimed at reducing tobacco consumption.